Now, if you or anyone you know has played a video game anytime recently, you've probably come across the chance to buy something within the game. They're sometimes referred to as loot boxes, and buying them could win you access to a new power or a weapon or a tool, or get you a new player for your team within the game. Some countries in Europe have introduced plans to regulate or prohibit their sale due to concerns they may be introducing children to gambling. Here, there is no legislation covering loot boxes, and the upcoming gambling regulation bill doesn't provide for them, as Ryan Clark reports.
Over the years that I played the game, and I was actually hoping to get to a good level, a competitive level where I'd actually be able to win or get some money back from it.
David moved to Clonmel in County Tipperary from Poland with his family when he was 16 years old. He enjoyed playing an online deck building game in his free time. But to have any chances of beating your opponents, you need to buy packs of virtual cards with real money. However, these loot boxes, as they're known in the games industry, have been linked to gambling. Game developer Paul Wilson told me what loot boxes are.
It really is just a case in a game that gives you a small item for use in that game. It's pretty innocent on the front, and it's really just the process that's a problem here. How it's kind of pitched to players, how kids are made to feel enticed by it, and how it's this exciting ancillary product to the main game, largely unnecessary as well. That's really the problem that we're dealing with here, is that the process is making it almost irresistible and tapping into very similar senses to gambling for kids. And when you open one, maybe it didn't give you the item that you want, but guess what? You can go again. And people have experienced a lot of economic problems, personal economic problems, because this process is so enticing and so well designed to make you want to spin the wheel again and again and again.
The video game industry has now eclipsed both music and film to become the highest grossing segment of the entertainment sector. Much of this growth has been achieved through the advent of loot boxes and other small purchases, which can add up to large sums of money quite quickly, as David told me.
Well, to give you an example, after a payday, yeah, it would have been around 500 euros at one time. That would have been over a couple of hours in a day, just attempting to get the cards I needed to build the strongest deck to give me the edge over potential opponents in a competitive scene.
When he checked his bank account, he realized how much money he had just spent and made the choice to immediately stop playing the game.
I remember grabbing my head and just thinking, well, hang on, what happened here? And then just hit me. Well, I've spent 500 euros on a dream, really. That was not achievable. Just really disappointed, really angry with myself. Then I knew this game had to go from all my devices, and that was it. I felt disappointed in myself for falling prey into pretty much a gamble, because that's what it was, a gamble. There was no assurance of getting a certain card that I wanted.
But what exactly is the link between loot boxes and gambling?
What's important to understand about the loot box is that it is based on structural techniques and features that are more common to gambling, such as electronic gaming machines.
Dr. Deirdre Leahy is a PhD researcher in the School of Law at University College Cork.
And secondly, they're also coupled with some game design involving some adverse marketing practices.
Dr. Leahy outlined some of the concerns researchers and regulators have about loot boxes.
Concern there is that there may be excessive spending, which is driven by game design and mechanics. And secondly, that because the contents of the loot box are randomized, there are comparisons there with gambling. And that has been the focus of research. And the second concern that research has thrown up is that there may be psychological consequences, adverse consequences related to addiction pathways. Now, those are subject to investigation. There is nothing absolute as yet, but the causal links are being investigated. And then finally, of course, the other And the big one is whether there are developmental risks for children involved as a result of engagement with loot boxes.
This has led to calls for the sale of loot boxes to be regulated, as there's currently no Irish legislation to deal with them. An amendment to the upcoming gambling regulation bill was proposed, but ultimately it was withdrawn. René Otto is a Dutch video games lawyer and explained what happened when the Netherlands tried to prohibit the sale of loot boxes in 2018.
That led to court cases against Electronic Arts regarding FIFA. In those court cases, there was a landmark case deciding that loot boxes aren't a game of chance under current legislation. And as a response to that, our government determined that they wanted to amend the legislation so that loot boxes actually fall under gambling laws and will be prohibited.
Game developer Paul Wilson believes a nuanced response to the issue is needed from both the industry and government.
So as far as regulation for loot boxes in Ireland goes, I do think that we have to address it. I think that it's being targeted very stealthily at kids. Parents might not even be aware that it's taking place. I'm sure there's some parents out there that are more than aware because it's affected their finances directly. Ideally, the industry itself will start to self-regulate. They'll get some cop on and they'll start to do things that are not quite as seedy as the way we've been doing things. If not, laws will start to be put in place that could have a negative impact on games themselves, because the wording of the law might be very open-ended, might be interpreted in a bunch of ways that might affect games that are not what we're trying to address here. We might have to come up with some sort of a very strong visual labeling process, and it'll make gaming better for everybody in the long run, but I don't think it's going to go unattended for very much longer.
David from Clonmel, who's now in his mid-20s, implores young people to spend their money on more important things than games.
When that purchase happened, I know I could have used that 500 euros on rent, for example, or bills. For teenagers, that money could have been saved for college, potentially, because that money that they're spending on the loot box or a pack of cards might be actually better used for something else the next day.
And that was Ryan Clark reporting.